Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome. Welcome, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It's a Tuesday, and it's a spectacularly beautiful Tuesday in Columbus, Ohio. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Lots of things happening. The impeachment of Mayorkas in the House of Representatives is proceeding. Evidently, they're going to send it to the Senate. My question, why? There is no chance in the world that it's going to go anywhere in the Senate. I don't think there's any chance there's even going to be a trial. House of Representatives impeached Secretary Mayorkas for dereliction of duty on the border and so forth. And I think there's justification for that. But what good is it going to do? It has no chance in the Senate whatsoever. So it's for publicity. It's window dressing. It's a game. And that's why I keep saying I would be a terrible politician. And then closer to home, well, at least closer to my home, you remember it's been, I think, about a year ago that Takiyah Young was shot and killed by Blinden Township Police. She had shoplifted some alcoholic beverage. I think it was wine. She had shoplifted. There's no doubt about it. She was caught on camera. Blinden Township Police were dispatched. They confronted her in the parking lot. She was ordered to get out of the car. She refused. She began to drive away. The Blinden Township police officer jumped in front of the car. She proceeded towards him. He drew his service revolver, shot her through the windshield, and killed her. You may remember that she was pregnant, and a terrible situation. She should not have been killed because she was shoplifting. Now, it is absolutely true. Had she obeyed the orders of the police, she would be alive today. But the question is, unreasonable force, did the police officer violate her civil rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Well, Blinden Township Police have been, they've refused to release unredacted records, including the names of the officers involved and so forth. Well, today, in fact, just less than an hour ago, the Ohio Supreme Court has ordered the Blinden Township Police Department to release unredacted records to justices so that they can make a determination about possible prosecution. So the Ohio Supreme Court has ordered that. So that is news. And then the other news, and I guess I could have predicted this. I was hoping it wouldn't happen, but HB 68. You may remember HB 68. This is a piece of legislation designed to protect children from the transgender industry and even to protect so-called transgender children from their own parents. Of course, you and I know that transgenderism doesn't exist. It's a fantasy. It's a mental illness. It exists only in the imagination of children who are confused about their gender and so forth, and parents who either are incredibly ignorant or intentionally want to abuse their child. HB 68 was passed. It was vetoed by the governor. The veto was overridden by the legislature, and it was to take effect on April 24th. Well, today, Franklin County Court of Common Pleas Judge Michael Holbrook has issued a temporary restraining order. So, in other words, the law cannot go into effect. How long is this temporary restraining order? Well, I don't see it in the story. What is next? I would assume it's going to go up through the courts. And by the way, Judge Michael Holbrook is a Republican. Well, at least he's a Republican in name. And I would hope that the next time he is up for reelection, people will remember the decision that he made to take away legal protection from emotionally and mentally disturbed children who are confused about their gender and their sexuality. The case was brought by the ACLU of Ohio, and as a result, Judge Michael Holbrook has issued a temporary restraining order so that the law will not take effect on April 24th. One of the deciding figures, supposedly, according to a local news source, quote, "This is an issue that has captured the attention of lawmakers in Columbus. Earlier this year, we," the local news source, "reported that more than 100 families with transgender members have made plans to leave the state after Ohio Republicans passed an override on Governor Mike DeWine's veto." How many times have we heard celebrities, "If Donald Trump becomes president, I'm leaving America"? Remember that? I mean, how many times we hear that from how many big celebrities? "We're going to move." How many of them actually left? None. Are we really to believe that 100 families would pick up and leave the state of Ohio because their child or a member of their family cannot receive the so-called gender-affirming care, which, of course, you and I both know, it is not gender-affirming, it is gender denying care. Now, here's what makes this situation even more interesting. So today, we have a common pleas judge in Columbus, Ohio, ruling HB 68 cannot take effect. Yesterday, the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that Idaho's law, which is very, very, very similar to Ohio's law, the Supreme Court of the United States just said yesterday that Idaho's law can take effect. I find that incredibly, weirdly ironic. The day after the Supreme Court rules on a law very similar to Ohio's, a common pleas judge I mean, compared to the Supreme Court, a common pleas judge is important, and I'm not denigrating the importance of common pleas judges, but I mean, a common pleas judge is way down on the legal ladder from the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court said, yes, laws can go into effect to protect children from transgender care. That's the Supreme Court yesterday. Today, a common pleas judge makes exactly the opposite ruling than the Supreme Court. It is hard for me to believe that this local judge was unaware of the decision by the Supreme Court. I mean, it's just hard for me to believe that. If this judge was aware of the Supreme Court, what does this say about his competency? Yeah, I think that, yeah. What does this say about his competency if he made a decision in opposition to the Supreme Court? Unless, of course, he didn't know. Anyway, we will keep an eye on that. I'm certain this is going to work its way up through the courts. And who knows? Maybe the Supreme Court will have to rule on our law in a similar way to what they did in Idaho. Strange times, folks. I mean, just really, really strange times. All right, we'll return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, this comes from the You Can't Make This Up file. Remember the name Claudine Gay? Some of you are going, yeah, I know that name. Who is Claudine Gay? Well, she was president of Harvard. Yeah, Harvard. Yes, she was the president of Harvard for a short time. She was president until it was discovered that there was a whole lot of suspicion about her writings, her postings, her research, her dissertation, etc., concerning plagiarism. In fact, there was a great deal of evidence that she was a serial plagiarist in many of her writings, etc. Well, Harvard initially came to her defense, and they said, well, she really didn't plagiarize. She just didn't attribute properly. Isn't that plagiarism? When you don't give proper attribution to your source? Isn't that the definition of plagiarism? So they were playing word games. She's not a plagiarist. She just misattributed or forgot to attribute or lacked attribution. Well, like I said, that's plagiarism. So at first, Harvard defended her. Then there was the assumption by the liberal left. Now, the only reason this is happening is because she's a black female. If she was not a black female, no one, well, you know, plagiarism knows nothing about race or gender. She was caught plagiarizing. Harvard can call it missed attribution all they want. She was a plagiarist, okay? And in academic circles, there are few crimes more serious than plagiarism. Well, as a result, she resigned. A whole lot of people were demanding that she be fired. But rather than being fired and losing her benefits, Harvard allowed her to quietly resign. Well, when she was president of Harvard, her salary was around $900,000. That's pretty close to $1 million a year. Okay? Now, granted, among universities, that's not a whole lot of money. Take a look at how much the president of Ohio State University is making. Take a look at how much the coaches at Ohio State University are making. But it's still a sizable chunk of change. $900,000. Well, since she resigned somewhat in disgrace, you would think she would lose her benefits. No, 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 no. They assured her her salary would remain the same. Well, what's she going to do? She's not president anymore. Well, they have found a new position for Claudine Gay at Harvard University so she can earn her nearly $1 million a year in salary. They have created a brand new position for her. She will be teaching a graduate level course called Reading and Research. Part of the course description will be teaching researchers how to give proper attribution. That's why I said, you can't make this up. So she resigned in disgrace because she did not give proper attribution, and now she is going to teach a graduate-level course on reading and research, and part of the course will be how to avoid plagiarism. Well, maybe her experience makes her an expert. But like I said, you can't make this up. Oh, the course that she will be teaching in reading and research will not provide letter grades. Yeah, no letter grades, no A, B, C, no D, F, no. Harvard has said in their release, telling everyone that Claudine Gay will be teaching this graduate-level course on reading and research, the course will not provide letter grades. And I'm not making this up. Quote, letter grades uphold a grading system that disproportionately favors white students. So evidently, grades are now racist as well. Like I said, can't make this up.